appreciate that testimony, don't you? Amen. Thank God for it. Enjoyed that good singing too, didn't you? Amen. Now listen, don't ever not do something for the Lord. If you know the Lord's wanting you to do something, don't ever not do that just because I start walking up here to the pulpit. Amen. Because I can step aside for a few minutes just as long as the Lord wants me to. Amen. We come to worship the Lord, don't we? Amen. We come to obey Him and to exercise our faith, but mainly to worship Him, to learn more about Him, to get strength from His Word. Amen. And so... always obey the Lord. I hope you do. I want you to. God in heaven knows I want you to. And you've got your Bible, book of Judges, chapter number 16. Judges, chapter number 16. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withes that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines, however you want to say it, brought up to her 7 green withes which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withes as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire, so his strength was not known. That's as far as I want to read. Samson is a very interesting character. And thank you, son. There's a lot about Samson's life that I don't completely understand. His life really is a shame. A shame. To think all that God started with Samson, and then for his life to wind up the way that it did. What I want to talk to you a little bit about this evening, just thinking about the life of Samson, the Spirit of the Lord brought this to my mind today, where in verse 6, Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth." And I begin to think about where our strength lieth. Where our strength lieth. Our strength. Now, Samson certainly had unusual strength. Unusual strength that was given from the Lord. And that is, if you want to just wrap it all up in one package, that is where our strength lies. For the believer, our strength is in the Lord. Amen. It's certainly not in ourselves. I want to look a little bit into Samson's life. There's no way that I could get it all and in one service this evening, but just to highlight a few things about our strength, where our strength lieth. And, you know, we need the strength of the Lord to go on. We'll never make it without the strength of the Lord. We must have strength to be able to endure. When he said endure hardness, we can't do that without strength. You've got to have the strength of the Lord. All of us as saved people must have the strength of the Lord. Now, when you look at the beginning of Samson's life, you can look in chapter number 13 at the beginning of his life. There was an annunciation made by an angel. An angel of the Lord. And verse number 3 had, in chapter 13 of Judges, had appeared unto the woman, Manoah's wife. And so you begin to think even, you know, about how Samson's life started out. And I said that a minute ago because I want us to really think about that, how that his life became such a shame. And, you know, our lives, with all that God has blessed us with and done for us, it would be a shame for us to fail so miserably. You know, it's heartbreaking. You know, as believers, we should never, you know, want to point the finger and say, "I knew it. You know, I knew they was going to fall. I knew they was never going to make it. They just not worth anything." No, it should hurt us when we see someone fail. When we see someone begin to expose the areas of their life that they're strong in. You see, that's what Delilah wanted. I want to know where your strength is. I want to know how you get your strength. You picture her as Satan. Everything that she does and the men behind her that want to kill him, I want you to picture that as Satan, because he is the one behind him. He wants to know, well, where is our great strength? Where does it lie? What are the strong areas of my life and your life? And why would he want to know that? Because that is where we're fortified.
If I've got a strong area in my life, and you've got a strong area in my life, well, if he can tear that down,
we don't have much strength. We don't have the strength to resist. You see, we need places of strength in our life. And the Lord is the source of that strength. Amen. And what are some of those places? We'll look and we'll find out this evening. But when you think about his life, and I mean, the angel had made this annunciation. It was done in strength. The mother, she was barren. She could not have a child. It was going to take the strength of the Lord just for Samson to even be born. Think about that. I mean, if the Lord had left them alone, left Manoah and his wife alone, they would have never had Samson. She was barren. And bare not. She didn't have no children. She was barren and bare not. This family of the Danites, the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said to her something she already knew. Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Listen, the angel of the Lord said, you've got a weak place in your life. You got a weak place in your life, and it's severely weak, but I can strengthen it. Amen?
Right.
And isn't that what we need? Those areas of our life that are severely weak, that will keep us from bearing, keep us from conceiving, keep us from doing that thing that we maybe so desire even. I don't know if she had that desire. Surely she did. But listen, there are things that you and I could bear, things we could conceive, but we are barren. But the Lord can make the difference in those barren places in our life. He can do something to strengthen us. And so he was going to strengthen her weak spot. Amen? Needed that strengthening. I mean, needed that strengthened. We need our weak areas strengthened. Sometimes we think, well, I'm just, you know, I'm weak in this area right here, and we don't pay much attention to it. But listen, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't pay attention to it. We should pay attention to the weak areas of our lives. And we should pray God do something to strengthen those weak areas of our lives. Areas that is impossible for us. Areas that are impossible for me to do anything with them. I can't do nothing with that area of my life. I could try and I could try and try, but it's for whatever reason, I'm too weak in that area of my life. Listen, the Lord can do something to change that area of your life. You may think, it'll never change. I'll always be weak right there. You will, unless the Lord does something for you. And the Lord can do something for you. So the Lord tells her, said, I want you to beware. You're going to conceive and bear a son. And said, I want you to beware now. Don't drink any wine or strong drink. Don't eat anything unclean. Don't eat no unclean thing. And that you'll conceive and bear a son. Now, there was something that he said, I want you to do this. And listen, this was as much for her as it was for Samson that was going to be born. Now listen, what Samson was going to be born, a Nazarite. Whether she understood it right at first or not, Samson, and God told her pretty quick, he was going to be a Nazarite. And not even from the blood in her veins would he ever receive any nourishment that had anything to do with an unclean thing or from wine or strong drink. Isn't that amazing? I mean, wanted that clean wiped out. And there's some things that he said, listen, you need to wipe the slate clean right here. And you need to make a way for this son that's going to be born, that this would not affect their life. I mean, you don't need to have something in your life that's going to affect the next generation. Because they will. Things in our life, things that cause us to be weak, they're going to affect the next generation. Now, it was important that she not have any, drink no wine, nor strong drink, nor eat anything unclean. And then God told him, said, you'll conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come on his head. These are things for you to do, ma'am. These are things, mama, for you to do. It's important that you guide this child. This child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. It was some things in her life that had to be sanctified, set apart. Amen. Listen, you'll find strength in that. Listen, for whatever reason, God said, I want you to sanctify these areas of your life. You're not going to drink any wine. You're not going to drink any strong drink. You're not going to eat anything unclean. And because of that, you're going to find strength in your womb to have a son. And then when your son is here, don't you cut his hair. You leave his hair alone. He's going to be a Nazarite. God set some things in motion that she would know to set some things aside different. You cannot continue living the same way that you were living and find strength. You're weak and find strength. I can't continue. Listen, if I want to find strength, it's sure not going to be in the same way that I'm living. I've got to set some things aside. I've got to be willing to set some things apart for the Lord if I'm going to find strength. And that's what the Lord was telling her in essence. And even in his birth, are you seeing how that's done? Are you seeing what the Lord has done to bring strength into Samson's life, even from his birth? That some things had to be set apart in his life for him to have the kind of strength that he had. And you and I, listen, you may not think necessarily that our strength could come from things like that. It doesn't necessarily. It comes from obedience to the Lord. If the Lord says set it aside, set it aside. And the Lord will add strength. Amen. Because he is the strength giver. And if he says, I want you to be this way, then you'll find strength in that path. Amen? Just like Elijah, had he went anywhere else besides the direction and path God had him to be in, he would have never found water and would have never found a widow. He'd have never found the way. But he had listened to the Lord, and he obeyed the Lord. He obeyed the Lord's command. So, even in his birth, look at that. Now, in chapter number 14, Samson, you begin to see his life, and he wants to get a wife. But Samson finds himself going to a place, and he went down in verse number 5 of chapter 14, and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Look at that.
and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. Who? The lion to Samson? No, Samson to the lion. Impossible strength. Unnatural strength. Amen. Strength that you just would not think could be available is available. I mean, now that, listen, you don't just find men taking their bare hands to a young lion and ripping him to pieces. I mean, listen, a big man, you just don't do that. Are you listening to me? You can't do that. They call a lion the king of the jungle for a reason. Them things are massive. They are strong. I mean, amazingly strong. I mean, listen, they could just they could carry a 250-pound man in their mouth and just drag them anywhere. They drag them up in a tree like it ain't nothing. This is unnatural strength. Unnatural strength. Listen, have you ever been in a situation looking the lion in the eye and think, I'll never get past this. I'll be devoured in this situation. I'll be devoured. And God somehow come along and give you strength to overcome that lion. Amen? He can do that. Our Lord can do it. That's the strength of the Lord. That's the ability of our Lord to strengthen you and I to do things that sometimes we would think not able to be done. We need that strength a lot. Listen, and that's the kind of strength you and I as God's people are going to need in these last days. Strength that we absolutely feel like, are you listening to me? Strength that we feel like there's no other way this could ever be done. That's the kind of strength the Lord can give us. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Mightily upon him. Now in chapter number 4, also verse number 19, there was a bunch of men, and 30 men had come against him. And verse 19, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Amen. And he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled and he went up to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to his companion whom he had used as his friend. But I'm saying the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Listen, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord knows when he needs to come upon you and when he needs to come mightily upon you. He gives us the measure of strength we need for the circumstance. He gave Elijah ability to outrun horses. Can you imagine that? A man outrunning horses? Think about that. Gave him that kind of strength. Gave Samson the kind of strength at the end of his life to push a whole foundation out from underneath the building where his enemies were. Unusual miracle strength. Are you listening to me? Wherein our strength lies. Now he said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Now in verse 15 of chapter 14, it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee in thy father's house with fire. Have you called us to take that we have? Is it not so? Samson's wife wept before him. Now, it's amazing, listen to me, that all throughout Samson's life, and when he falls in love with Delilah in the chapters ahead, that they're constantly trying to break him down to where he's not as strong as he should be. Constantly doing things, especially in Delilah. Look. In chapter number 16. In verse number 4, it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. Do you know what will weaken our strength? The love of the world. The love of that that God says, do not touch. Listen, he wasn't supposed to, like every other Israelite, he was not supposed to go and find a wife outside of the children of Israel. But there he loved this woman. You know, a shame. In verse 1, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. That is a shame verse. Samson is doing that. He's taking for granted his strength. Samson is thinking, no doubt, that his strength cannot fail him. That he is not going to fail. That he can do whatever he pleases and it's not going to touch him. He's too strong. I mean, the testimony that he went in unto an harlot. How shameful. How shameful. Here is a man that God said he's not supposed to drink any wine nor strong drink. He's not to eat anything unclean. He's not supposed to shave his head, cut his hair. He's a Nazarite. Wouldn't it have been great if Samson would have been as rigid about some of the rest of the commandments? I mean, there's some things that we sometimes we think, well, you know, I would not bend right here. But when then we bend in other places, that it's a shame. It's a shame. Why would we bend there? Why would we do that? Why would we think that? Why would we go there? Why would we not think that we needed to be as dedicated to God in these other areas as we are this area? What makes him what he was? I mean, his life, listen, could have been so much more glorious for God than what it was. But there he is, skirt chasing. That's more or less what he's doing. Running women, running them. He is all the time wanting to find him a Philistine woman. Wanting that, that God said, touch not, taste not. That will weaken you and I. And it's weakening him whether he realizes it or not. It's weakening him. Listen, when Delilah started that spew, tell me, Samson, where your strength lies. Don't lie to me. Tell me where your strength lies. And he'd make up some story. And I mean, she just over and over again, you know, Samson, you didn't tell me the truth. Tell me where in your strength lies. He'd tell her some other story. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Long before she started her spew, day after day after day, trying to get that out of him, he was already starting to weaken.
He's already giving up character. Already going to the Philistines, going to the harlots, going to places he shouldn't go, doing things he shouldn't do. And it's weakened him. Weakened him. And his last, the last thing, listen, the devil, he'll stay at it, and he'll stay at it, and he'll stay at it. Until finally, verse 4, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek. Wouldn't it have been good if he said, and Samson loved the Lord? And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him. You see, the devil knows. Remember when I was talking to you at the beginning of the message about those weak places in our lives? Or that place of strength? Well, see, they know. They're using a weak area of his life to bring down the strong area of his life. That's why it's important not to have weak areas. Because the devil will use your weak areas to bring down the strong areas. He was weak on women. He was strong on his, you know, being a Nazarite, several things that he held from his birth. No wine, no strong drink, no unclean thing eaten, no cutting my hair. He's strong on that. He's weak on women. I mean, the devil, listen, no way he could have walked up to him and said, don't you want a good haircut? Don't you want a good shave? Wouldn't you like to get that mess out from around your head? No. He took that weak area and then used that weak area to begin to gnaw on that strong area. And so, verse 5, the lords of Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, entice, entice. What weakens us is being enticed. Now listen, we're all going to be enticed, but you can't stay around those enticements. It's not a sin. Listen, the devil liable to throw anything through your mind, Brother Jerry Lee. But it's when we begin to ponder on that enticement. When we really begin to think about it. Entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth. By what means we may prevail against him. That's what the devil wants, to steal, to kill, to destroy, to prevail. That we may bind him, to afflict him. What? I'm sure Samson's love for Delilah, I'm sure he didn't see his eyes put out and pushing that grinder and the presence of God gone from him. Listen, what did they want to do? They wanted to bind him. They wanted to afflict him. Without the strength of the Lord, listen, that's where the devil wants every one of us to be. Bound and afflicted. a life of bondage and a life afflicted, not liberty. Strength will bring liberty. Strength keeps us walking in liberty. Amen? I mean, listen, his strength allowed him to walk and kill that lion and come back through and eat honeycomb out of the carcass of the lion. Amen? That strength of his allowed him to always be able to defeat his enemies. Walk home with his head held high. Amen? No enemy could overcome him. No enemy could bind him. No enemy could afflict Samson when he had his strength. But when he didn't, boy, they offered a great price. They told her at the end of verse number 5, "We will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver." 1,100 pieces from each one of those fellows. She was going to be rich beyond imagination. That was her weak spot. She didn't love Samson. Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee." Why would she ask a question like that? I would be awfully curious if the woman who I had my head laying my head in her lap said, "Tell me where your strength lies and what we can do to get rid of that strength so that we can afflict you." Bye. I don't think he thought it was possible. I don't think he thought it was possible. He began to play this game. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. At the games people has played. You could be in a good position. Listen, in your Christian life, don't play games with that. Don't think there's no way, the blessings of the Lord are going to depart from my table. Don't ever let the devil entice you to begin to show you all that he can do for you so that you'll show him where your strength lies. He wants to find. And so Samson said, "If they bind me with 7 green withes that were never dried, listen to this, then shall I be weak and be as another man." That part of his statement was true. The first part was the lie. He should have known, if I reveal about my hair, then shall I be weak and be as another man. You see, that part. But I didn't tell her what, you know, I gave her a lie. But the part, "I shall be weak and be as another man," wasn't a lie. So his strength was not known. End of verse number 9. His strength was not known. Now in verse 17, I'm trying to hurry. He told her all his heart and said unto her, "There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me." and I shall become weak and be like any other man. You know, Bible students, it is beyond me why he would share that with her. It's beyond me. Why would Samson reveal that? Was he haughty? Was he proud? What was it? What was it? Did he just not think? Was he blinded by love? Blinded by the world? Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Because 2 Peter chapter 1 says, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. The world will begin to numb us and blind us to what is really going to take place in our life. I think Samson was blinded by love and lust. He thought what was going to happen would never happen. Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. He sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. All his heart. She made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him. And his strength went from him. And you know this. This is the sad part. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson, verse 20. And he awoke out of his sleep. Going to sleep. Going to sleep will make us weak. And said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. That's one of the saddest verses in the book of Judges. Maybe in the Bible, one of the saddest verses in the Bible, that Samson shook himself as aforetime and knew not that the Lord had departed from him. You see, a man doesn't realize when his strength goes. But when he needs it, it's not there. You'll only realize it when Satan comes in and he's ready to afflict. And that hedge is not there. My goodness. Listen, the Lord is gracious. There's a lot of things. Listen to me. We have so much from the Lord in under the new covenant because of the blood of Christ. We certainly have the Holy Spirit that does not leave us. Amen. Well, that alone, that is worth so much. But our strength could not be what it needs to be. He prayed Samson, after it was all over with, they bound him and put out his eyes in verse 21, brought him down, they took him, put out his eyes, brought him down, bound him, fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Boy, I'm telling you what, his life just got worse, worse, worse. No strength. No strength to defend off every step. When they went to put out his eyes, they did it with ease. When they wanted to bind him, did it with ease. When they wanted him to grind, they just hooked him to the grinder with ease. Here's where he began to find his strength again. Verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord. Calling unto the Lord. There's where you and I can find strength, is when we begin to call unto the Lord. And said, O Lord God, remember me. God, if you'll remember me. Now the good thing is, we find strength when we begin to remember Him. And that's what Samson's doing. He's remembering the Lord. He's remembering his covenant with the Lord. I don't know how long he had been. Long enough for his hair to start growing, no doubt. Remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. He bowed himself with all of his might in verse number 30. And the house fell upon the lords and upon the people. And Samson began to pray. I think he remembered the Lord. He remembered the covenant. And then he began to pray and call upon the Lord. When we get to the place where we're ready to, really to call upon the Lord and remember our covenant with Him, we can find strength again. Strength maybe that we've lost. Strength as a believer. Strength as a church. Strength in my home as a leader. Strength as a husband. Strength as a daddy. Strength as a believer in the local assembly. To find our strength in the Lord again, in the things of the Lord. Those areas where, you know, that God, He wants our life. Do you know that? More than Samson's hair and more than his appetite and taste, God just wanted Samson. God wanted him to be a Nazarite, set apart for the Lord. Being a Nazarite helped Samson make that connection that he was separated for the Lord. There are things, listen, that you and I the Lord would ask out of us that maybe He hadn't spoke to nobody else, but He spoke to you and said, I want this out of your life. This is what I want out of your life. And you'll find strength if you'll do it. Samson's mother found strength. He found strength. When we stray from those things, we begin to lose strength. I want you to stand. I'm done. God bless you.